We're living through a transformation as significant as the shift from the agricultural age to the Industrial Revolution. For centuries, human civilization was dominated by farming, then factories and mass production. Now, technology has triggered another revolution, shifting advantage from large corporations to small, innovative businesses. The internet, smartphones, cloud computing, and social media have democratized access to tools once available only to large corporations. Today's small enterprises can compete globally while maintaining their unique advantages, passionate teams, customer knowledge, and less bureaucracy. This revolution follows a predictable pattern we've seen throughout history. Transformative technologies typically take 20-30 years to create systemic changes. The result? We're witnessing the rise of the global small business, GSB, operations with fewer than 15 core team members that function globally, potentially generating millions in revenue. These businesses feature sophisticated branding, cutting-edge systems, powerful culture, and serve micro niches rather than broad markets. The choice is stark: remain in the slowly dying Industrial Revolution model or join the nimble, dynamic Entrepreneurial Revolution. Which side will you choose? Most people remain trapped in an outdated system, sacrificing their best hours for uninspiring work that barely sustains them. While the Industrial Revolution transformed entrepreneurs into corporate workers, today's technology enables anyone with a smartphone and idea to build a business. Three industrial-era beliefs still limit us. First, work hard now for rewards later was how employers controlled workers. But in our volatile world, future rewards are uncertain as benefits erode and jobs vanish. Second, work isn't meant to be fun, divorced labor from enjoyment, reinforced by industrial education's focus on repetition. In the entrepreneur revolution, passion drives business. Repetitive work now signals replaceability, not value. Third, prove intelligence through memorization rewards rote learning over resourcefulness. True business intelligence means finding great collaborators and accessing knowledge, not memorizing it. Even our response to "what do you do" reflects conditioning that equates survival with employment. Isn't it time to break free? Your brain determines your thinking, actions, and results. While industrial workers are conditioned for predictability, entrepreneurs experience a broader spectrum of possibilities. Three brain modes govern behavior: the reptile, emotional, survival-oriented, the monkey, functional worker, and the entrepreneur, visionary transformer. The reptile brain operates from scarcity and survival, lacking empathy and strategic thinking. The monkey brain handles repetitive tasks but creates little lasting value. The entrepreneur brain enables innovation and empire building, letting you create your own space, solve meaningful problems, and make widespread impact. Lower brain functions can override higher ones. When threatened, the reptile brain takes complete control. The entrepreneur brain only emerges from a place of abundance and inspiration. Industrial society limits access to the higher mind by first addressing survival needs to prevent chaos, then maintaining people in task-oriented monkey mode. To access your entrepreneur brain, minimize survival fears through proper sleep, financial stability, and nutrition. Without these foundations, the reptile brain generates fantasies rather than actionable plans. Once your entrepreneurial brain awakens, you yearn for meaningful work. These challenges help break the industrial worker mindset. Make three calls. Begin something bold without knowing the outcome. Success comes from directionally correct decisions amid uncertainty. Get your monthly a bank account. Create a separate account to automatically save 10% of earnings. This satisfies your cautious brain while enabling entrepreneurial freedom. Stop spending time with people who bring you down. You become like those you regularly interact with. Surround yourself with inspiring people who live your aspirational life. Carry cash. Having significant cash reshapes your money mindset and prevents your reptile brain from triggering survival mode. Take someone new to lunch weekly. Build a network beyond customers and friends. Open conversations yield valuable advice and connections. Tune out from the news. News feeds anxiety while rarely affecting daily life. Digital media, lacking stopping cues, proves especially dangerous. Keep a journal. Successful entrepreneurs carry journals. Writing frees your mind for creativity and reduces stress by offloading mental tasks. The challenges that make you most uncomfortable are the ones you must complete. Examine limiting beliefs about money, self-worth, and uncertainty. Breaking societal rules feels uncomfortable, but that discomfort signals growth. Today, you can make a living from almost any passion. The entrepreneur revolution connects passionate individuals with global markets. Success requires three elements: passion, skill, and profitability. Passion serves dual purposes: maintaining focus amid distractions and providing a competitive advantage. Those who love their work naturally outperform others. Your interests follow a unifying theme. By identifying this theme, your apple tree, you'll recognize aligned opportunities. Discover it through statements like, "I deeply believe the world needs," or "Never in history has there been a better time for." Value delivery is essential. As the saying goes, income follows assets. Your key business asset is intellectual property, your methods, philosophy, and reputation. Writing helps crystallize these valuable ideas by slowing down intuitive thinking. The final element is monetization. Money flows when value exchanges hands between willing buyers and sellers. Low earnings typically indicate the need for more desirable offerings, not bad luck or mindset. Building a business is about developing and commercializing assets, not just infrastructure. At its core, every business needs a product, a consistent way to deliver outcomes customers want. Priestley identified four flawed product strategies to avoid. 1. Only one product or service. Oops. 2. Brand dependent, offering a binary choice. 2. J-curve, requires significant upfront investment before profitability. 3. One-stop shop, overextends with too many products or customization options. 4. Brokerage model, sells others' value without creating intellectual property. Instead, use the ascending transaction model with 4 product types: gifts, free products showcasing your business's value; products for prospects, PFP, low commitment entry points; core offering, your signature solutions to customer problems; products for clients, advanced offerings for existing customers. These products create a seamless journey from awareness to engagement, connected by lead capture, sales, and exceptional service processes. The entrepreneur revolution marks a return to humanity after the Industrial Revolution's dehumanizing effects. Love becomes a business imperative. You must love your work, your team must love their environment, clients must love your service, and communities must embrace your presence. This represents history's third major economic shift, from the age of hands, manual skills, to heads, thinking, to hearts, where human connection trumps technology. Success in this new economy requires finding your entrepreneur sweet spot, where passion, value, and profit intersect. While creating something remarkable seems challenging, it energizes rather than depletes. Unlike consumption, which drains energy, creation generates it. The key is shifting from consumption to creation. Write instead of just reading. Organize instead of merely attending, and answer questions instead of only asking them. When you create rather than consume, you tap into sustainable energy that powers meaningful change. The revolution awaits. Will you participate?